I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show. And today, this time around, we're talking strides for leadership. Now, Craig, I'm looking at the email, and it says, this event is being organized by Leadership Lorain County's Best Class of 2015. Sounds like a little boasting, though. I know other classes of Leadership Lorain County are probably they always think that they do the best work on that. But joining us this morning to talk about that, we have Paul Baumgartner from the Free Clinic of Lorain County, and also we have with us Mary Jo Ziak of University Hospitals. Thanks for stopping in, both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about this Strides for Leadership. What day is this? When is this taking place?
It is taking place on Saturday, May 9th, on the campus of Lorain County Community College.
And this is an event to raise funds, I guess, for the Free Clinic. How did this kind of idea coordination come about?
Well, our project team wanted to focus on health and wellness. We really wanted to promote health and wellness in Lorain County, and we wanted the proceeds to go to an agency that had a similar mission, and the Free Clinic came up for various reasons.
So let's talk a little bit, Paul, about some of those reasons and the help that'll be provided that'll benefit your group.
Sure. Well, the Lorain County Free Clinic, we just turned 29 years old in March. We've been around serving the healthcare needs of the underserved in Lorain County and Eastern Erie County for nearly three decades now. The Free Clinic also has a wonderful relationship, historical relationship with Leadership Lorain County over the years, and it just seemed like it was going to be a good fit tying in promoting health and wellness to this type of an event at a venue like Lorain County Community College. So we're really excited about getting involved with this and working with leadership to establish this program, this fundraising program. As you know, the Free Clinic does not receive any government funds. You know, we're a grassroots, we take a grassroots approach to healthcare, not a big government approach. And so we have to raise every dollar of our budget. And so this is another creative and a very functional type of a fundraising event.
Paul, let's talk for a moment a little bit more about the Free Clinic, because over the past couple of years, of course, people know the economy's been tough. There have been many changes in healthcare provisions out there. How has all of that impacted what you do?
Well, it had at the early onset of the Affordable Care Act and all of the changes that have gone on in healthcare, we had to do quite a bit of marketing and awareness to demonstrate to the general public, not just in Lorain County, but nationwide, that free clinics were going to be and continue to be a part, an integral part of the healthcare delivery system. Affordable Care Act and healthcare reform, Medicaid expansion, wasn't designed to be universal healthcare. And so there are always going to be people in need of some type of health and wellness programs, and Lorain County is no exception.
Mary Jo, let's talk a little bit about your participation representing University Hospitals. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And are you also part of Leadership Lorain County then?
Yes, I am a member of the Best Class of 2015. It's been a great experience being part of Leadership Lorain County. I've had wonderful experiences, made some great contacts, and built some longstanding relationships, I think.
For people who may not be aware of Leadership Lorain County, I know it's been around a long time. Dozens of people go through it every year. Tell us a little bit about the process and what it has meant for you.
The process to be chosen in itself to represent your employer, I think, is an honor. So I really actually had to push to get myself in class when I knew it was time that they were going to be picking people to participate this year. I threw my own name in and then just kept on it. So I really wanted to be part of the program. You really learn a lot about what's going on in your community. Each session that we have, which we meet monthly, we focus on something different. We've done law and government. We've done entrepreneurship, philanthropy. I have a hard time with that word, but all kinds of different things. So there's so much going on here that you're not aware of, and so many places that you can take your talents. And that's really what they want. They want leaders to give back, which is what this race is about.
Mary Jo and Paul here today talking about the upcoming 5K and also the 1 mile fun run. Anybody here a runner? Anybody here going to be on the track?
We're actually both runners, but I'm going to work and Paul's going to run.
That's right. I'm going to run. I'm going to bring my family. Hopefully you can get some other friends that are runners involved and come out and enjoy part of the day, part of our morning, taking care of ourselves and getting involved and giving back to the community and getting some exercise while we're doing it.
And this takes place on the campus of Lorain County Community College, right?
Yes, and I just want to stress that it is a one-mile fun walk as well as a 5K, so anyone can participate. And we are going to have a lot of fun things going on that morning. We're going to have a warm-up sponsored by UH Avon Fitness Center. We're going to have music by Just Dreaming Entertainment. There'll be refreshments. And then we have T-shirts for people who are pre-registered. So it really should be a fun, festive morning.
You kind of maybe encourage people to bring their moms out. It's Mother's Day weekend, too, right?
It is. So it's a great way to do something with your mom and give back to the community. So hopefully we'll be blessed with nice weather like this weekend. So it'll be a fun morning for everyone.
And it's coming up Saturday, May 9th on the campus of LCCC. If people want to sign up for the Strides for Leadership, what's the way they go about doing that?
You can go to the website, which is www.hermescleveland.com. Or you can also call 216-623-9933. Or you can call the Free Clinic or University Hospitals Home Care, and we'll be happy to help as well.
A lot of great ways for people to get involved with this worthwhile event. Our guests today have been Paul Baumgartner with the Lorain County Free Clinic, also from University Hospitals, Mary Josiek, class of 2015 of Leadership Lorain County.
Yes, it's actually best class of 2015.
Oh, best woo. Class of 2015.
We have to say woo at the end, like classmates.
Now, right. Sometimes they have some kind of scavenger hunt, apparently, and they'll call up here and want to know. We got to get on the radio and mention something. So who knows?
That was a road rally.
A road rally?
Yes, that's one of the first classes you go to. That is so much fun. You actually have to visit different places in Lorain County. They give you a list you've got to check off, facts you have to find out, and put you in cars, and that was really fun.
It's sort of a bonding experience
for the team, right? You get to know your classmates, and yeah, it really is.
Sounds great. Well, thank you both for coming up and sharing the great information about this, again, coming up, Strides for Leadership, Saturday, May 9th on the campus of LCCC, benefiting the Lorain County Free Clinic.